right now, on my phone. Rick Hayes, you there, Rick?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Well, I told the audience before we got on the air, as we were just breaking, that I was hoping that you would have time to call in, and there was one thing that I would forgive you for not calling in, and you explained that situation. Right now, you have a daughter that's waiting to do what?
She's going to have twins on Tuesday. They're going to deliver by C-section, and we just kind of found out yesterday that that was going to be the official due date, so we'll have Thanksgiving babies here.
There you go.
Few days, so we're quite excited about that.
That's great news. I'm so happy for you. And I've been trading emails with Lynn, your wife, back and forth about, you know, is this going to work or not? And she'd always let me know there was that possibility. But I'm so happy for you and your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Brittany.
Okay, that's great. Oh, great news, man. Great. And this is your first grandkids?
No. My son, he has a little boy and a little girl.
Oh, good. Good.
So three and one. Yeah, this will flush us out to almost a basketball team.
Well, by the time they're old enough, women will be playing with boys and everything will be cool.
So. Exactly.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate you calling in. From the first time that I've heard your music before, but then I got to see the band Night Flyer live. Worldwide Bluegrass did a fundraiser down at Willie's, locally known in Lexington, and you guys were, you know, the top of the mark, the headliner at the very last band that came on, and I love the music that I've heard on this album, Night Flyer, which is on Kang, K-A-N-G Records, right?
Correct.
Not King Records out of Cincinnati, but Kang Records, right?
Kang, right.
And
kind of a little play on King.
You know, I thought that, and I wanted to mention that, too. I thought, you know, King Records, if anyone out there remembers the old King Records, powerful recording studio, all kinds of music, rock and roll and bluegrass and everything. So when I saw that, I thought, I bet that was intentional. But Night Flyer, such a great band. You guys did such a great job down in Lexington. And Rick, I guess I've known you way back. You were involved in a music store in Covington, Hayes Brothers Music, and you just kept playing. What have you been up to before? And then tell me a little bit about Night Flyer, and then we'll get into this new album. But you've been busy the last few years playing music and singing, right?
Well, yeah, I was lucky enough to meet a lot of top flight players, you know, when my brother had the store over in Covington, and that's where I met you, as you just mentioned. And some bands came through, and I had some job offers, and finally I took one with the Gibson Brothers and traveled with them for about 4.5 years, and got to be part of a lot of, you know, great things, great recordings, number one record, a video on CMT, traveled all over and made a lot of friends, and kind of got to see, you know, what I wanted to do with a band if I ever started one. And then I got off the road with them and then kind of was able, lucky enough to assemble what I think is a really great bunch of guys that I love as brothers. And they're all great players and great fellows. And we all see music pretty much exactly the same way. You know, we have a democratic, you know, system where if somebody doesn't like a song, you know, if one person doesn't like a song, then that song is omitted from the set list or from the record.
Wow.
I think that's a really good way to do things. And it's never become a problem because usually we all dislike the same songs or we all love the same songs. So it's been just a joy with these four other guys. I can't say enough about them.
Well, and let me ask you this, of course, on the road with the Gibson Brothers for as many years, you got to see how to run a band, because that's a top flight. That's a for real band right there. So you got to see how a real band operates and how they move in and out of the concerts and the recording studios and what they do, and that must have been a great education for you.
It was, yeah, and I've been in bands and successful bands before, but not to that level as far as all the things that had to be coordinated for that band, since the two brothers live in upstate New York and then everybody else is kind of spread out. So there was really there's no chance to practice. There's no chance to woodshed as a band. It was, here's the songs, we'll see you Tuesday, be ready. You know, that was my intro into that band. So I showed up for the gig and had to know my parts, and that's what was expected of me. And, you know, how they deal with promoters, fans, sound crew, radio personalities. Those guys were professional from the get-go, and I never saw them blow a show. I mean, they were always high energy. They could be, you know, feverish, throwing up before we go on stage, and those guys would sing great every time. And they just, they were always bringing the goods, and I learned a lot from them. They're really good guys, too.
Well, you can tell when Night Flyer takes the stage, as we were talking right before we went on the air here, that I can tell. And you can tell when you see another band. It's not just me by any stretch, but when Night Flyer takes the stage, the first thought that goes to the audience's mind is, this is a professional, real, serious band of instrumentalists and singers. You've got the sound top to bottom, instrumentally and vocally, and from the minute you take the stage, it's 1, 2, 3, go, and we're on.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. You know, I think we're a good unit. You know, we enjoy performing together. We have a lot of fun together. We go by a set list, so we do kind of know what's getting fired off song to song. We like to play a lot and not talk a whole bunch. We're able to be pretty energetic and get our tunes across, but we're also pretty goofy bunch too, and we'll tell stories on each other and be somewhat silly. But we don't really have like a pat stage show where you insert joke A here, introduce dobro player here. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants as far as all that goes, which I think keeps it really nice. That was the Gibson Brothers thing as well. Those guys were very spontaneous as far as what they might say, how they might react, or what they might do, and they were very clever and very quick, you know, to notice things and do things on stage that didn't go unnoticed by me, and I want to try to bring a small portion of that to our own shows. Everybody in the band's very quick, and they'll take shots at everybody else as well. So
You know what I think that comes from, Rick, is confidence. You guys know that you're gonna deliver, and you're confident enough to deviate enough to, like you said, you have a set list, but you also you don't have to introduce people at certain times. You're confident that you're going to do the job when you take the stage. That's what I think that comes from.
Well, I do. I'm so comfortable. People have asked me, you guys don't ever seem nervous. You don't. We're excited to play. I won't say. I mean, I think there's a lot of energy, but none of it is nerves. It's all just chomping at the bit, ready to get out there and play. And everybody in the band has that. There's not one guy that just, you know, that we got to. You don't have to prod anybody to get the best work out of them. They're all performers. They really give their A stuff. When the bigger the crowd, the better they play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's great.
Well, listen, I'm looking right at the album right now, Night Flyer, and I've already played one cut. I have another one coming up. It'll be a few cuts after you and I are off the air here, just the way my list is. But tell everyone a little bit about the band, how you got them together, who they are, and then we'll talk a little bit about this album project.
Okay, awesome. I'll kind of be brief, just so I don't want to take up all your time slot. When I got off the road with the Gibson Brothers, you know, I kind of, you know, just wanted to look for the right thing. I'd been offered some jobs with some other established bands, and I really just kind of wanted to control my own destiny a little bit and try to get with people that, again, were singing the music the way I did. And I got together with a fella, Matt Jones, who I'd been in a band with years before, with D. Sparks. Larry Sparks' son was another member of that band, and we had some local and regional success. And he kind of wanted to do a certain thing, and we at least got the ball rolling. And then he decided that he needed to go a different direction, and I kind of took the impetus of that and found the other guys locally, thankfully. Well, I'll start with Richard Props, our lead singer and guitar player. He originally is from West Virginia, but now makes his home in the Troy region of Sydney area of Ohio, up that way. Mm-hmm. And just a fantastic singer player. He was in a number of bands prior to ours, but he just brings great vocal ability to our band. A guy named Ron Stewart, not the Ron Stewart of Boxcars fame, but the Ron Stewart from Hamilton, Ohio, who again made his I think professional debut at 12 or 13 with the Isaacs. He Ooh. Played banjo with the Isaacs a long, long time ago when they were based here in Cincinnati and Middletown. Played a lot of TV shows with them and stuff. Tony Kakaris, he's been in numbers of different kinds of bands and plays. Really, he's a banjo player, but we needed a really musical bass player, and we were having a hard time finding that particular guy. And Tony thought he could fit the bill and does quite well and sings lead and baritone and whatever's whatever's needed. He's just a great rock that we can all stand on, you know, to play. And then last but not least is Tim Jackson, the fastest Dover player I've ever seen.
He's pretty fast.
He's like a weed eater.
Oh, God.
He plays so fast, and he is a ball of energy, too. And he just gives us a great shot in the arm because he can drive that thing so well and gives us a lot of energy. So it's a really good team of guys, and like I said, I just love all of them. We get along great.
You know, and drive is something that isn't just speed. And you can explain this much better than I because you're at that level, but drive in a band isn't just that you're playing at breakneck speed. There's something else to that pushing the band, and I think that's what Nightflyer brings to the stage so well. I mean, I think you're going to agree with me, but drive is there, and it's a feeling. It just kind of chugs along, and when you need to speed up, you're faster. But
absolutely, you know. Yeah. Drive and speed are have nothing to do with each other, really.
Thank you.
you know, we like to take our slow songs and really hammer that slow pocket, and I think that's really what distinguishes a good band from a great band. I'm not saying we're either one, but if you can take that slow song and really make it pocket and drive and thump, then you're really doing something. I think Third Time Out is one of the greatest bands at that, and they can take slow songs and just, it sounds like they have a drum set, you know, with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what we're going after. You know, Tony and I primarily make up the rhythm section, but the other guys really understand how to play right on front of the beat without going past it. So it has this wound-up energy, even though we're playing slow,
mm-hmm.
We're all on the front part of the beat, and
that's
we create
right.
this energy that just, and you're, it's like you're holding back the herd a little bit. And that's what I like to hear. Man, those guys have so much horsepower that they're just idling
right.
and making that thing sweet. And that's what we really try to do on our slow or mid-tempo material. We want it to smolder and just be, you know, really pocketed. So, and it's subjective. There are a lot of people that will tell you drive is all about the banjo and all about, you know, pounding it, and I don't think it is.
You know, Rick, I play banjo for fun, and sometimes I get with a group and we play out, and I would like to believe that, but I don't believe it. It's not the banjo. I'm so, when I said thank you, I'm so glad that I didn't go out on a limb and try to distinguish drive from speed. I thought, man, I'm going to have misstated something, but that's what I feel.
Well, and somebody else might say, well, Rick, you're completely wrong. I think it is speed, and they may be exactly right in the way that they front a band or portray their own songs. So I won't say it's completely, you know, 100% true for everyone. For me, it is, because I can listen to songs that don't necessarily have a banjo in it, and that song can still drive.
Sure.
You know, it makes it easier when you have an Earl Scruggs type or a J.D. Crow type or a Terry Balcom. I mean, that thing's gonna haul, no question. But it's what can you do without that banjo? Can you still make that thing snap without a three-finger roll in it?
Yeah, it's those empty spaces. Those empty spaces that you kind of fill subtly. That's the deal.
That's it. And that's when a song can really breathe and you can do a lot with it.
Mm. This new album, which I'm looking at right here, how did you select some of these tunes? Like the very first cut that I played a couple cuts into the show today was White Freightliner Blues, which is just a great, but then I've got coming up a little bit later, let me look down my list, Mama Like Mine. How did you pick the songs for this one? The same way you discussed earlier that everyone had kind of a veto?
Yeah, absolutely by committee. I assembled a bunch of songs, as did the other guys, and we kind of all brought it to the table and lived with it for a while, and we were just kind of, you know, we would weed certain ones out, which ones are going to, you know, feature us well, what sounds like a Nightflyer tune, or can we do a Nightflyer arrangement on that song? And again, that might sound grandiose. I mean, I don't know that we have a distinguished sound, but we kind of know what we're after, at least as far as our own sound is concerned.
You have to have the goal to have a sound.
You do. You absolutely do. And I think if you don't, then you're just going to sound like so many other bands that you can turn the radio on. I mean, pop music is full of sound-alike bands that it's all produced very, very well, and it all sounds really, really good, but there's nothing that distinguishes band A from band B. It's not like the Beatles and the Stones or, you know, the Everly Brothers and Roy Orbison or whatever else. You know, those guys were instantly recognizable, and I think Bluegrass has those same guys. The Lost River Band, Seldom Seen, you know, Blue Highway. I mean, the first few notes of any of those songs,
you know,
you're going to know those bands, and, right. and that's really what we're trying to create. And again, that may be grandiose to say we're a young band, we're a new band, but that's our goal, at least. Now, we may fail, but we are certainly trying to carve out our own sound.
You got to try, and I can tell you from playing the CD here on the show, and plus, you know, in my car and driving around and seeing you live, to me, I think you're. If you're not there, you're headed so right in the correct direction that you're going to get there. And I applaud you for having the vision to say, we need our sound, we need our own identifiable sound, and taking your talent and pointing it in that direction and pursuing it, because that's what you need to do. I think you're there.
Well, that means a lot coming from you. I really respect your opinion. I think we're aiming at the right thing. I think our best work is ahead of us. You know, we put that record together very, very quickly, so we could start booking. So we had to piece it together, and we weren't really able to live with the songs as long as we wanted to. And I think we do them now better on stage than we actually cut. You know, so I'm pleased with that. But we have some great songwriters that were generous enough to take a chance on a new band, probably based because of my Gibson brother. Time they knew me and they were willing to take a shot, and I don't think we disappointed them. I think we held up our end of it pretty good. And Paula Breedlove, we did three of her songs, and she works with a guy named Brad Davis. Brad was Marty Stewart's guitar player, and he's a great yeah, he's tough. So he had helped write three of the tunes on there with Paula, and a guy named Marvin Clark from upstate Ohio, who wrote Mama Like Mine, which I think is just a great song that just harkens back to, you know, to why we all love our moms so much. You know, so we were just very, very lucky. And then just to touch on White Freightliner, you know, with a song originally that we were going to give away on our website just to try to get people excited about the band, because we were all Newgrass Revival nuts and Townes Van Sant nuts as well.
Sure.
And it just came out so good that we thought, well, we might as well just add it to the record. It's such a good, it fits us pretty well, and it came out so great. I think the guy sang that trio part really good, and I'm just really happy with all the tunes.
Well, everybody listening here heard that cut in the first half hour of the show, so they know what you're talking about. Now, I got this because I was down there at the show for the benefit fundraiser, rather, for Worldwide Bluegrass, is where I picked up Night Flyer. But if they're not at a concert with you, you have a website and you can purchase it there, is that right?
Yes, you can, at nightflyerband.com.
Nightflyerband.com, okay. Now, where are you going to, what do you got coming up? I know you're expecting grandbabies here, but after that, after Thanksgiving, what are you going to be out about?
Well, we're playing a lot, not a whole lot in our local area, but we do have kind of our last area appearance for a while, Friday, November 30th at Hunter's in Middletown.
Okay.
And you can check that out on our website.
Well, I was going to say, your tour schedule is probably up on your website, right?
Yeah, and all the maps and all the information is there, so don't hesitate to go there and try to find out where we're at. But we're actually picking out songs for a new record, and hopefully we're going to put a single out here probably fairly quick in the new year. We have a gospel song, I think, that we're going to go ahead and release here pretty quick. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked up about it. It's another Paula Breedlove number, as a matter of fact. She sent it to me a few days ago, and it's just a killer tune.
Yeah, when you got people like that sending you stuff, you know you're doing something right.
Boy, it's what a blessing. You know, it's the thing that sets everybody apart. There are so many great players. You know, you look at all these kids at any festival that you go to. There are guys back at campsites that are just tearing the strings off of these things. It's really trying to find the material and portraying it in a good way, I think, is the whole game now. Everybody can play. Everybody can sing. You know, it's the material and the combination of your band members, I think, that really make the difference.
You know, I have told you once, Sonny Osborne calls in around 4 o'clock or so every show. And one of the times, though, that he called in, the topic was material. Where do you get your material? Once you're able to pull it in, where do you get it from and how do you choose it? And that was an interesting topic as to how you actually choose what you're going to go with. And, you know, it's not just like, oh, here's a song, let's do it because we can.
Right. Yeah, we had two or three songs that we could play really well. I mean, they were really great showcases for the picking, but the song didn't really say anything for any of us.
Yeah.
And not that it wasn't a good song, it just didn't really it really wasn't full enough to make it to the record, and vice versa. We had a couple that were great words, but they were kind of, we could never really come up with an arrangement that really suited our style. So, but those songs might fit somebody else absolutely perfectly, you know. So, you know, we pass on a few and we take a few, and it's just knowing kind of what your band's capable of doing. And I think we're just kind of finding that out, you know. So these guys, some of these guys, I think they thought they might have bit off more than they can chew with the first record, but they all rose to the occasion and played very, very well. And, you know, like I said, I can't say enough good about my bandmates.
You're excited about this, aren't you?
I'm thrilled to death. I mean, musically, I'm in the happiest spot in my life. I played with some good bands. I played with some good people. And these guys can do exactly the music I hear in my head, these guys can play. So it's pretty cool.
Now, when I saw you, and I know you got a lot going on, but when I saw you down in Lexington, and I knew you did this because of the shop that you've done, and but you were playing one of your own mandolins, which sounded great, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I make guitars and mandolins on a pretty limited kind of time frame, and I'm very lucky to have some great players playing instruments. Sean Lane, Sierra Hall, Clay Hess, Ron Block, Randy Kors, and Jeff Parker.
None of those people any of us have ever heard of, so we'll have to look them up later. But those are like...
You may just have to Wikipedia those people. And all of them are pretty good players.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I'll look them up later. I wrote them all down. I'll look them up later, Rick.
Yeah. So to be in the, you know, to be involved with any of those people is just a dream come true, you know. I love all of them, and they've all been important to me in one way or the other, you know, listening to their playing or being friends with them or whatever else. It's just really neat to be connected to them where they're playing an instrument that I built. It's pretty rewarding.
I guess so. Listen, I thanks so much for calling in. I know you got a lot on your mind. I'm so happy that you now have a date when the twins, you said twins, right?
Twins, a boy and a girl.
Wow. Are their names picked out or is that secret?
It's secret, but I know. You know, I was really grandstanding for Molly and Ten Brooks, but I don't think it's going to make it.
Nice try.
Yeah, I was grandstanding for it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay. Hey, Rick, I look forward to seeing you again. And you know, when the dust clears and you're back in the studio and you want to call in, please feel free to you got my number. Just let me know when you want to call in, and we'll talk about it.
I'll give you first shout out our single too.
So excellent, excellent.
We'll debut it on your show.
Go, perfect. Hey, listen, tell Lynn I said hello, and y'all have a good happy Thanksgiving, and I'll catch up with you down the road. Okay.
Same to you.
Hey, thanks, Rick. See you, man.
All right. Bye bye.
How cool is that? To get to talk to nice people like that. I really like this Night Flyer project. I've seen what Rick can do in the studio. I've seen what I didn't ask him about, because we wanted to talk about Night Flyer, is Rick makes guitars. And one of the strangest guitars I ever saw was a Bugs Bunny guitar, which he made for Warner Brothers. And it was an electric guitar, and it was really cool and played great. There's a lot of talent wrapped up in Night Flyer, and he went through the whole list. And having seen him live, I can tell you that if you have a chance to see Night Flyer, go see them. This is the real deal. This is a professional bluegrass band. Not that the rest of them aren't. I'm not putting anybody down or anyone who was at the show on October 27th. I've always liked Night Flyer. These are not young people. These are experienced professionals. And, boy, they do a great job. So try to catch up. Thanks so much, Rick, for calling in. And we'll catch up later. And he has twins on the way. That's pretty cool.